The Origin and Impact of Vision, Part 2. One more time, I welcome everyone here to this service. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. I know the thoughts I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I know the thoughts that I think toward you. The origin and impact of vision. Our objective this morning is threefold. Enumerated in the first service. First of all is to understand the necessity of vision. And number two is to understand the origin of vision. Number three is to understand the impact of vision. Necessity of vision, origin of vision, impact of vision. It's critical to know that vision is a non-negotiable requirement for successful existence. Non-negotiable requirement for successful existence. If your existence on the earth will be successful, vision is non-negotiable. What is vision? Your picture of God's future for you. Your picture of God's future. The future God has for you. Picturing that future is called vision. Your access to God's purpose for your life. Who am I? Why am I? One of the worst things that can happen to anybody is to be alive without reason. Is to be alive without reason. It is almost the brink of insanity to step into the university without knowing what to go and read. So why are you here? Say, I came to school. Why is vision so necessary? What is the necessity of vision? Some time ago I was preaching and I told people, I said, you woke up in the morning to eat food so you can get energy to achieve what? You slept in the night to rest from doing what? Why is vision necessary? Number one, vision, now I'm taking the flip side of the things I said in the first service, so you don't need to bring them up. Number one, vision imparts value to life. Life is valuable with vision. Life is valueless without vision. Some of the most valuable personalities you see on earth are personalities who are in pursuit of a definite vision. It imparts value to life. And that is what also imparts value to time. Number two, vision introduces enthusiasm to life. When you see a man that is enthusiastic, optimistic, positivistic. You are face to face with a person who is in pursuit of a vision. It introduces enthusiasm, optimism, positivism. The absence of vision is the reason for pessimism. When somebody is pessimistic, is not sure what will be. When somebody is negativistic, everything he sees from the negative side. For a person of vision, when you give him a glass that is half, you poured water, and the glass is halfway, the water is midway in the glass cup. When you give a person without vision, he tells you the cup is half empty. His focus is on empty. When you give a person of vision, he tells you it is half full. His target is to fill it. The other one's target is seeing the negative. This one's target is seeing the positive. When you lie a horse down and you lie a cow down and you cause both of them to stand up, the horse stands up with the leg, front leg first. The cow stands up with the back leg first. That's why they don't run at the same level. There are people, when you see them, you want to hang around them. There is this enthusiasm they exude. There is this liveliness about them. There is this happening. They are happening people in the positive sense. These are men. These are women. These are people with vision. Where people don't have vision, everything is boring. Life is boring. Everything about them is depressing. They are not excited. They are not exciting. They are not excitable. Ask my wife, ask my children, ask everybody who stay around me. You get an injection. You get an injection of enthusiasm. Whatever be your mood, you just get an injection. Vision introduces enthusiasm. Say, write a vision. Make it plain that he may run that readeth it. Number three, vision brings momentum and drive to life. There is that momentum, that drive. When you see people that are highly driven, they are highly driven. They are highly motivated. There is the momentum, the drive, the motivation. They won't sit down at home in the morning waiting for anything. If things don't happen for them, they happen to things. There is the momentum, there is the drive. If you are lacking in drive, maybe your vision is dying. If you are lacking in motivation, maybe you are giving up on your vision. If you are lacking in momentum, maybe you don't have much to live for. Number three or four, vision brings promptness and timeliness to life's action. Promptness and timeliness. For the vision is for an appointed time. Vision is time sensitive. Do you understand that? Vision is time sensitive. So people of vision are mindful of time. There is a promptness. There is a timeliness. A visionless person is still thinking of going for my master's degree, and he has been thinking of that for the last 7 years. The person of vision and knows what to do with that master started a course already. Somebody say aloud, amen. There is promptness. There is timeliness. Lack of vision makes procrastinators. They procrastinate. People People without vision are given to procrastination. They are given to delays in action. The man of vision will do more things in one day than some will do in a week. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? Why 41 crusades in one year? Neighborhood crusades, village crusades, city crusades. You can show us the clip like you did in the first service. 41. And 1 year has 52 weeks. Almost averagely 1 a week. Year of 2025. From Ida in Kogi State. Why? Why? To Pakistan, to Togo, to Accra, Ghana, to Toronto, Canada, to United States of America, to Czech Republic, Kebbi, Gombe, Kingston, Jamaica, Houston, Madagascar, Kampala, Uganda, Makurdi, Nigeria, Santo Domingo in Dominican Republic, Venezuela, Mozambique, Namibia, Angola, Igumale, Igaokpaya, Adoka, Otukpo, that could be on the rural areas in Abuja. It's going. Why? All the way to United Kingdom. Why? Vision is time sensitive. There are things that must be done at a certain time. You don't go and say you want to play football in Arsenal at the age of 55. You are interested too late. You don't go join Nigerian army at the age of 56. That is retirement age for the Nigerian army. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You say, these terrorists, they are too much. I want to join the army and deal with them. They say, how old are you? You say, I'm 60. They say, oh boy. Send your son. Or send your children. Timeliness. Today, I decree every trace of lethargy, every trace of weakness, every trace of weariness regarding the vision, I declare it dies in the name of Jesus. Vision is the reason for promptness and timeliness. Number 5. Vision activates mentality. It makes the mind. It activates mentality. It activates ideas generation. If your mind can vision, your mind will think. It activates mentality. When David said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of God? I'm going to pull him down. I am sure at that time he never knew how he was going to do it. But all of a sudden, his mind began to walk. And God opened his eyes. And he saw the forehead of the giant open. Whereas all of Israel said, this man is too big to kill. David said, he is too big to miss. Too big. That forehead is enough to admit a stone. It's enough. He is gadgeted everywhere. The man of vision see what others can't see. Because vision makes his mind to think. He reasons how others don't reason. Number six, vision affects lifestyle and action steps. Lifestyle and action steps. The steps you take with your life, your action, your lifestyle, action steps are affected by vision. A visionless person can sit in front of the internet from morning till night. Chat, 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 chat. Facebook. Face me, I face you. Instagram. Those who created those things, don't waste their time there. They created them to get your money. If they lived there, if they had been living there, they wouldn't have enough mind to produce such results. It is good if you use it for impact. You use it as a visionary. We are on Facebook. We have 3 million people there who are following, or what is it? We are on Instagram too, and all of them. Do you understand what I'm talking about? But to see that morning till night, what is the latest news? What current gossip is going on? Waste of vision disciplines your action steps. Disciplines your lifestyle. When you are a man of vision, people may say you are too proud because you don't have so much time to waste. He's too full of himself. It's not social. Whatever name they want to call you, let them call you. For as long as you are okay with God and you are on the course of purpose. That was number six. Number seven, vision molds character. Character is molded by vision. Vision can make a bad person change to a good person. Character is molded by vision. I want to be somebody that can be trusted with money. So give me your money and go to sleep. Come back in the next 1 year, you'll get it back. And you repeat such a pattern. I want to enter into marital relationship and get married clean without corrupting the foundation of the marriage with immorality is a vision. And then you maintain that vision. The man who is telling you to have immorality with you first before you marry, you are aware that that is not a husband for you. He can be a husband for another person, but not for you. The girl that is telling you to mess up first before you marry, you know that cannot be for you. So the vision is molding your character. It's molding your character. This is the vision I have. I am going to the university and I will graduate with first class. That is already molding your character. You are not found where they are drinking at beer joints. You are not found where they are going out of the campus or nightclub. Because you have a vision. You are watching your CGPA. You are watching it. You are just watching. First semester, I am in first class. Second semester, 4.6 GPA. First semester, second year, 4.7. Second semester, second year, 4.8. First semester, third year, 4.5. Oh no, why? What happened?
Why should I drop like that? Then he wakes up. Second semester, third year, he shifted forward to 4.7. He watches it until the last semester of the final year. At that time, praise the Lord, he sees the result even before the degree certificate is handed. Say, I'm just graduated with first class. Why? He saw a vision. He pursued it. He monitored it. He molded his character from the beginning to the end. So visionless people are characterless people. Anything goes. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. They will sell their birthright for small money. They will give up, surrender their values for small favor. Esau didn't have a vision, so he could sell his birthright for a plate of food. Jacob had a vision. What was his vision? He wanted to inherit the Abrahamic blessing. He guarded it until he inherited it.
Somebody say amen. Vision molds character. People of vision are people of character. And number 8, vision, it corrects association. It corrects it. It corrects. Evil communication corrupt good manners. So it corrects your association. It corrects it. It corrects it. By the fruit, you begin to know the people. You begin to find out, no, I can't, this can't be a friend. It corrects. It corrects your association. That is what helped us early. Growing up, we came across different categories of people who were doing different things. You knew your vision and you knew who you were. So you just realized this is not an association. This is a destruction. Connected here, this is a destruction. It's not an association. I brought a guy who I thought was a friend. He slept in my house, slept on my bed. When I heard his communication from his mouth, I said, this is not an association. This is not an association. Do you know, there are people you think you are the same until they talk, until they act. Then you realize, oh, no. I'm not the same with this person. We are not the same thing. We may look alike, we may talk, but we are not the same. And it's a product of your vision, what you are after in life. Today is a new day for somebody. If you're that person, say a louder amen. How do we, so what have we said so far? Please review it. Number 1, that vision imparts value to life. Number 2, vision introduces enthusiasm, optimism, positivism to life. Vision brings momentum and drive to life. Vision brings promptness and timeliness. And then vision activates mentality, ideas flow. Vision affects lifestyle and action steps. Vision molds character. It corrects your association. How does vision come? I'm going to run through these, the same points that we had in the first service. Number 1, the voice of the Lord from Scripture. Psalm 29, verse 3 and in verse 4, it said, the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The water is the word. Where God, that's Ephesians 5:26. Where out of the word of God, God begins to show you what is his plan and what is his purpose for you. The vision, the voice of the Lord from the Scripture. Number 2 is the voice of the Lord from the Spirit. And the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas. Acts chapter 13, verse 2. And as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, separate. That is, God was speaking by the Holy Ghost, telling them what is planned for them. His purpose for Barnabas and Saul. We are the voice of the Holy Ghost. God speaks into your spirit, speaks in your ears what he wants to do with your life. Number three is the burden of the Lord from life situation. The burden of the Lord. Where suddenly you get burdened. A weight is on you about certain situations that you need to do something about. God can confirm it later by his voice, but that's that burden. Like Nehemiah had. Like David had for Israel. David had that burden for Israel. First Samuel chapter 17 verse 26. What shall be done to this man, to the person? What shall be done for the person who kills this Philistine and takes the reproach away from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? There's a burden on you. There is something happening that is paining you. The 24-hour prayer chain started because we felt pained by the terrorism situation in our nation. Something is paining you. And suddenly, you began to realize that it is you God wants to use to solve the problem. God wants to use you to tackle the challenge. The burden of the Lord. Number three is visions, dreams, and revelations of the Spirit. God is showing you dreams, showing you visions, showing you revelations. Joel chapter 2 verse 28. It shall come to pass in the last days that I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. I will pour. Then you are seeing what saw yourself in the mighty crusade ground, saw yourself in distributing food to the hungry, saw yourself taking care of widows and so on. God shows the visions and the dreams. Number five is God ordained passion. The passion is different from a burden. The burden is more like that which you are pained about. You are weighed down. The passion is what you actually crave. In Acts chapter 7 verse 23, the Bible speaking concerning Moses, when he was grown up, when he was 40 years, it came to his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. What God puts in your heart consistently is a clue to what he would want you to do with your life. It came to your heart. It's a passion. You know, when somebody say, he has a passion about driving. He has a passion about this. Turn all of those things into the positive sense. The things that are positive and impactful and kingdom. Genesis 37. Genesis 40 verse 5 to verse 8. We saw the passion of Joseph in interpreting dreams. Passion. Number six is deep-seated compassion in particular dimensions. Compassion. 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 That scripture we quoted in Genesis 45 to 8 applies here. When Joseph saw the butler and the baker and their faces were down. Now verse 6. They were sad. He had a compassion for them. That compassion led him to interpret their dreams. That compassion took him to his ultimate vision, the palace. The same with David. 1 Samuel 17, 26.
Who is oppressing the people of my God like this? Who is oppressing the people of my God like this? He had a compassion for the people, for the suffering of the people, the oppression of the people. And he was ready to do something about it. God puts a love in your heart, a love for people, a feeling for people, a feeling of empathy for certain situations.
Am I communicating at all? And you can follow your passion and compassion into your purpose if you are connected to God. Deep-seated compassion in particular dimensions. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say a louder amen. And number seven, inbuilt potential. Inbuilt potential. Everybody has a wiring. There's something wired into you. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 17. The Bible said, Saul said unto his servant, provide me now a man that can play well and bring him to me. That potential of David, in verse 18, and they found David, that potential that David manifested led him to the palace. He manifested a potential that led him to the palace. That gift, that grace, that ability of God inside you, that is it. It is connected to something. When I was a little child, my mother said that she was talking with somebody, a woman, an auntie. Well, the woman was like her mother's sister. And when they were talking, and in the course of their talking, I just came suddenly in their midst and then said something that was highly revelative. And the two of them looked at each other and said, who told him? How does he know? Boy of this age, is it 4 years, 5 years, 6 years at the most? They couldn't believe. One of my brothers told me, he said, the way you use words, you are either going to be speaking to people or having a lot to do with speaking. Because I could take words and turn it anyway. I was playing with it as a child. I would just take the words and just speak it from any side. Those potentials, and I never knew until I now, granny later on saw me talking to crowds, and I realized that grace was there. What you do that you didn't need to go to school to do it, that is so effortless, that is so seamless, that thing has a hand with what you will do later in life. People who know you, people who value you, can point out to you. People who don't hate you, people who have nothing at stake, who genuinely love you, they can point to you certain traits you have that has something to do with your destiny. I decree today is a new day for somebody. If you are that one, say a louder amen. Amen. Finally, what is the impact of vision? It's the same thing I said in the first service. What is the impact of vision? Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or envision. What you are visioning, what you are seeing, carries the same power as what you are saying. Say, unto him that is able to do what we think, ask, or think. So God is watching out for your asking, and he's also watching out for your pictures, your thoughts, your thinking. What's the meaning of that? Vision is a communication, is a language of communication between man and God. Talk to God in words and talk to him with the pictures you paint in your mind. No wonder he said in Isaiah chapter 65 and in verse 24, said it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. They haven't talked yet, but I saw it in their mind. I saw the picture on their mind. They haven't spoken yet, but I will answer what they haven't said. I will answer the call they have not yet made. Isn't it wonderful when you are thinking of something and somebody picks the phone and they say, hello, is that Becky? I realized you were planning to call me just now. It was on your mind. I want to reply your call. That is what God said he will do to you. Hallelujah! Vision is a platform number two of incredible possibility. People of vision do things that others are, wow, how is this possible? 100,000 seat auditorium? A place 2.5 football fields, no pillar. How? It was vision. The architect was specifically told, no pillar in the middle, no pillar anywhere. So it has to be drawn to the vision. Nothing happens by accident. It happens by incidents. The incidents of vision. And thirdly, vision is a raw material for the working of the power of the Holy Spirit unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. That architectural plan that you have, building plan, architectural plan plus the engineering drawings, structural engineering drawings, the electrical engineering and the mechanical services, all inside the drawing is bound together like this. You give it to the builder and they say, this is what I want. That is what he will use to put up the structure. That is also what the Holy Ghost is looking for. He wants the vision in your mind. Hand it over to him. He will use it to construct your destiny. He will use it to construct your destiny. He will use it to construct your future. He will use it to construct the plan of God for your life. Somebody say a loud amen. Amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Amen. Somebody shout the loudmost amen. Amen. Somebody say amen at the top of your voice. Let me now say this as we conclude. The most crucial vision on earth, the most critical vision of your life is kingdom vision. The best you can do with your life is what you did with God. Hear me. The best you can do with your life is what you did with God. The best. Somebody said, oh, praise the Lord. I have an airline company. I have 100 Boeing aircrafts on my fleet. 200 Airbuses on my fleet and a couple of corporate jets and cargo planes, and I have 100,000 employees around the world. I am on the Forbes list of world's billionaires for the 10th consecutive time now. Congratulations. But the question is, What is the kingdom content of that achievement? What is the kingdom content of that achievement? The Bible said, what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? By the time you close your eyes in death, you have a housing estate in Abuja that is having 5,000 houses. And you close your eyes in death and you open it in eternity. Nobody remembers the estates. Nobody remembers the airplanes. Job said, there is a land where the servant and the master are not different from each other. If you pass, if a person dies, and God forbid, his servant in his house dies also, and they all appear in eternity at the same time, they are on the same line, no VIP line. No priority pass. And if for any reason that servant lived righteously, and the other one, the boss, the big man, lived unrighteously, at the junction of heaven and hell, the servant turns right, the master turns left. And as he's approaching, he's hearing the tears of agony. What was the use of all the monies? And what was the use of all everything he achieved on earth? No wonder Job said, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. What is the meaning of that? If you did not live for Christ, your death is a loss. It's not a gain. Death is loss. It's a monumental loss where a person did not live for Christ. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? It's a monument. That is why a lot of rich people, wealthy people, big people, medical doctor, this short time I practiced, right? That is full-time practice because I'm still licensed. The short time that I had full-time practice, you come across influential people. Ordinary headache, the fear is so much. Doctor, am I okay? Can you check? Not to talk of when they are approaching, the tears, wishing not to die. Because they have nothing over there to look forward to. The Bible says, lay not up for yourself treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust, where insects, cockroaches eat up. But lay up for yourself treasures on the other side, where neither moth nor rust can corrupt, and where thieves cannot break through to steal. What am I talking about today? This is the example of what I'm talking about. We traveled for crusade in Jalingo. A billionaire man gave us his plane to use for the crusade. And when we were so many, he said, let the plane go and return back and pick other people. You know the way taxi operate. When he goes, drop this one, return back, pick other people, drop. That was Jalingo crusade. We are going back to Jalingo this year. Because it is wisdom to impact people who have value for what you have. It's wisdom. That's why Bunky kept coming to Nigeria. He just remained in Nigeria. You go to other places, they drag their feet to come. You come to a place, they remain there. Even if you are there till 12 midnight, they still remain. You will go back again. You will go back again. They value what you have. So when we went to Jalingo and came back, and I asked the man, what do I pray for you? What are you looking for? He said, tell God. Those souls, you see that? That crowd. He said, all those people that came out for altar call, let him allocate one to me and my children. Let God put one of those souls on our record that we are the one who won the soul. Do you understand what I'm talking about? What a kingdom sense. Where you are running an organization and a major thrust of that organization is how many souls
your organization can impact. How many people will be discipled from where? From your employees. How many widows and poor people, especially those in the household of faith, will be affected? How many churches will be planted? How many churches will be built? There are people seated here in our midst today who paid for individual crusades, millions. There are people here today who build churches. Which location are you? Is there another church planting? All right, I want to build that one. There are some we haven't dedicated yet. We'll dedicate them shortly. That is, as my this is what I want resources for. How many cars can I drive? How many shoes can I wear? All the millionaires who left their money in this world, how many of you did they go to eternity with? This is what I need these things for. That solid kingdom vision. When you are making the vision for the year, the first thing that comes to your mind is, how many souls do you want to win? How many crusades are you trusting God to put your resources in? How many churches are you trusting God to build or plant? Or what volume of resources are you looking for God? Not just for you, for God. That is your most authentic vision. So when you are living your life and kingdom impact is being made, you are happy on earth. You are also happy. You are looking forward to eternity because the place is not empty. Your mansion is not empty. It's full of rewards. You know that you have a rousing welcome waiting for you. Welcome, thou good and faithful servant. Congratulations for your labor on the earth. That is what you shall hear. Stand up on your feet. And I want to tell you, you will be shocked at how your life will turn out when this becomes your vision. Wanted to go to London, England a few years ago. We had Kingdom Financial Stewards meeting. And I announced, I said, we're about to travel to England, and there is such a bill available. We can handle it, but anybody who feels like being a part of it, let us know. The thought was that, okay, I will give that. One person, on a Zooming, when you say, how much is the total bill that was talked about? Was it $100,000 or something? Of whatever it was for, whatever it was then. When he was told the bill, he said, okay, I'm coming. Something like. Looking like, so I give this out of that amount. He gave the amount in excess. This is for this. Wow. That guy, within a few weeks, shifted. He was up before, but he went upper. Hasn't dropped. Fully kingdom. Goes out personally for street to street evangelism. Apart from that kind of assignment, in his billions. So every Monday, he won't go out until after 3 hours of settling the week before God at a place of prayer. 3 hours, not pastor. Do you understand what I'm saying? I am telling you, beloved brothers and sisters, there is a way to live for God. A way to live for God. That the things people look for will look for you. It's a new day. Somebody say louder, amen. Amen.
But don't forget, all the vision you can ever have in life, if kingdom vision that affects the kingdom of God and human beings positively for the kingdom, if it is not involved in it, it's just a waste of time. You are just laboring for the earth. Laboring for this earth. And who is it that will spend all his labor inside a bus that is taking you from Abuja to Lagos? Your destination is Lagos, yet you wasted all your energy inside the bus. That is how it is. Our destination is eternity, not earth. How much time you live on earth is a fraction compared to timelessness. From everlasting to everlasting. Eternal life. Even if you are 150 years old. 150 years old versus 1 trillion years. And yet you haven't started eternity yet. Our life on earth compared to how it is in eternity is like life inside a taxi compared to how long you live in your house. But it's still not comparable. So don't waste all your energy inside the taxi, inside the mode of transportation. Be mindful of the destination and waste your investment, waste your energy, your time, your resources and all of that. Be mindful. And the good thing is, if you carry the pipe that carries the water, must be wet. You make yourself available for the kingdom. The kingdom will service you on the earth. You can't be wretched. You can't be pitiable. You are enviable in the service of God. That's how we are. Enviable. How do you explain what we're talking about? See the number of crusades you just saw. You took no offering inside any other crusade ground. You didn't beg, you didn't borrow. And you fly there and fly out at any rate you want. That is, you didn't go to wait for anyone. When is the next flight coming? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Without any stress or pressure upon any church or anybody stress. When we got to Panama from their president's office, somebody was already waiting at the airport to receive us right from the tarmac. No need to see any immigration. No need to see any immigration. Are you following what I'm saying here today? It's a new day. It's a new day. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift up your two hands and begin to appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word today. Thank you for your word to me. Be glorified in the name of Jesus. Can we all be upstanding 1 minute? How many of you received the word today? How many of you want to be an instrument in God's hands for the perfection and fulfillment of his vision in your lifetime? Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I am available. Say it loudest. I am available to be used as an instrument in your hands to fulfill your purpose for my generation. I am available. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Lift your voice. We'll be right back.
of Jesus. Lift your hands one more time and say, Father,
Father,
I am available.
Available.
I'm going to pray for church, pray for the nation, and pray for the work of God globally. And as we do that, it is part of our obligation to seek first the kingdom of God. Say, Father,
Father,
I am available
to do your
will and fulfill your purpose in my generation. In the name of Jesus. Go ahead, lift your voice and speak to God. In Jesus' name, we are praying.